Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we have a real problem. And we could be experiencing gasoline shortages any day now here on the West Coast. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, please. And don't forget to take a look at our sponsor, Patriot Gold. Think about this, guys. There is a pipeline called the Kinder Morgan pipeline that pumps gas from Los Angeles to the Nevada distributors. And the problem with it is that with the fires, this has been shut down. Now, gas stations in Nevada have been posting videos. Hey, we have 10,000 gallons, fill up now. And we're hoping to get another 10,000 gallons today. But if we don't get it, we're going to have to start getting gas from Oklahoma, Michigan, and different states. Think of what that would cost to truck gas across the country to the West Coast states. Now, this fire is nowhere near out yet, okay? And it is horrific. But what usually happens in California spreads to the rest of the country, and it's a good excuse to raise gas prices because there was a shortage. We've seen this before where there's a refinery fire, and it finally took somebody that worked at the refinery to call me and explain to me, hey, listen, if we shut the refinery down, you know, for something simple, it could be 5 to 7 days before it's up and running again. So I get it that these disruptions cause the output flow to, you know, be a problem. But I live here in California. My gas is more expensive than any of you out there, you know, unless you live in the UK or live in some island. I've had people send me crazy prices when they live on, you know, some Caribbean island and things like that. But the point is that fill your tank up now, guys. Get gas right now. I don't think that this is going to not be a problem. I think it's going to be worse. And, you know, all these problems get compounded because of the continuing fires, people setting fires, everything that we have seen, you know, lately. My daughter is staying with me, and a lot of you have asked, you know, if she's safe. Absolutely fine. A friend of mine and, you know, and her, who were asking, hey, who can we donate to? And there's been a list put together that I will leave below as a Google sheet. I don't, and I have not verified these people yet. I don't know if these are good charities or bad charities or anything like that. There are right now hundreds of GoFundMes right now for families right now because they've lost everything. Kids have lost their homes. They've lost their school. They've lost everything. But I am telling you, if you are one of these people that have been subjected to this or you're remotely close to this, you've got to be ready. You have to gas up right now because if there is a gas shortage, you're going to see prices go sky high. You're going to see 1970 styles gas shortages where people are going to get in line and it's going to be crazy. And all it takes is the bank run mentality of, oh, we got to get our money or else we got to get gas or else. So this will happen, guys. Be ready. Fill your tank up, you know. And this is the steam area. Look at these turtles hanging out. Turtles have it good. You know, living in the rocks, living in the clean area. Got the koi fish. So the other thing that we have here in California is earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We have earthquakes. There was a small earthquake today, 3.7 on the Richter scale, which is nothing, guys. It's, you know, that is, you know, a fender bender on your car, to say the least. But it was in the San Francisco area. That's all it would take, would be a big earthquake, 5, 6, 7 on the Richter scale. It would just decimate these hills and the fires would continue for God knows how long. The firemen are overwhelmed. There is not water in certain areas. They diverted water to the ocean and did horrific things that you're going to hear about for years to come, and people are paying the price for it now. Now, one thing that I wanted to share with you guys, because this is crazy, and that is the UK newspaper, the Daily Mail, put together photos. This is not from the LA Times, guys. It's not from the Orange County Register. This is from an international UK across the pond newspaper, and I want to share these photos with you guys because they are crazy. Let's start with the Palisades first. Here's a hillside shot of this beautiful area just up above Malibu and you can see how beautiful this is, and then you can see the fire devastation with the same area. The next one, you've got the Chevron gas station. That was open, and then a gas station completely burns down to the ground. You've got the infamous mobile home park. Now, here's the thing. Not everybody that lives in those mobile home parks were wealthy people just because they lived in the ocean. They had, you know, that was all they had was that mobile home, and now the mobile homes are completely destroyed. I mean, this is just, it's horrific, guys. It's absolutely beyond belief how bad this is. And the one that really blew me away was, people don't get the home values in Southern California. And they're like, oh yeah, it's not, you know, not everybody's a millionaire, which I agree with, but what you have is you've got housing tracts that were, you know, broken down by, you know, $4 to $9 million in some of these neighborhoods. And guys, look at this, okay? They're done. They're completely finished. Now, I'm gonna try to get Josh Altman on the show from Million Dollar Listing and the Altman Brothers. He's got an office here in Newport Beach. But he was on Fox today talking about how, listen, these people are done. These people are going to have to sell the land that they have. And this is terrible, guys. They're not going to be able to rebuild these houses. It's not ever going to happen. So they're not going to be able to rebuild. The insurance is not going to cover things. When you have a $4 and $5 million house, what makes your house unique? What's the cool thing in your house that you spent time on and you put extra effort into it? And I've been to people's apartments that have really cool features and things that they've done to make their house different than everybody else. What's in your house that's like that? Insurance company's not going to fix it. They don't care about stuff like that. You know, that's interesting. That's nice. Okay? Yeah, we don't care. Well, these people that are going through this, we haven't seen anything yet, but the worst thing is these, you know, the West Coast, I mean, as we're still dealing with it, this is days into this, guys, and you've got people starting fires, you've got all this mayhem that's happening, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So let me know what you guys think about this so far, because we haven't seen the worst part is coming. It really is. When these people have to deal with these insurance companies, and they have to deal with something called the Coastal Commission. What that is you guys, I'm here in Newport Beach, but I am about, let's just say as the crow flies, about 3/4 of a mile away from the water. Anything I do from Pacific Coast Highway, which is that street right there, to the ocean, they want to know. The Coastal Commission is going to want to see how it's going to affect the environment. They want to know what you're going to do to make sure that you're going to maintain the elements of an ocean community. Huh? Grandma built this house in 1942. I don't know how she did that. Well, guess what? Think about the disaster with that. And it's an environmental thing, and yeah, they're here to serve good, and I'm going to get mail from these people saying, do you know the good that they've done? Yes. I walk through these beaches all the time, and if you've seen 3 of my videos, you know that. The point is that hell will be the permitting process. Adam Carolla did a rant that will go down in history as the greatest rant ever, because, like he said, people will be living on Winnebagos on lots that were $25 million houses. And you'll have some guy in a Winnebago there in a couple weeks. And this guy will spend years being in the permitting process right now. So get yourself ready for this. You haven't seen anything yet. It's going to be chaos. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. 2025 is here, and you need to get yourself ready. One thing that even Bob Kudla said was it's time to buy gold and get precious metals into your portfolio. The best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group, guys. Number one rated. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Buying gold and silver is very easy. Do it with someone that has great customer service, that has done over $2 billion in transactions. And next time you talk to your gold and silver dealer, ask them what they've done. Haven't done $2 billion like Patriot Gold has. So contact them today, number one rated for a very good reason. And, you know, get yourself ready. Get your finances in order in 2025 and contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group before it's too late. You know, a lot's going to happen. Bob Kudla said, you know, it's great. of all the turmoil that we have in the stock market, the one thing that we can count on is precious metals going up. Everybody thinks they're going to go up. Protect yourself. You don't want to miss out on this. Protect yourself and your family today by contacting Patriot Gold. If you don't want to call, just use the link below and fill it out and contact them today. We've all heard about those settlements like Verizon's going to give us $100 million and you're going to get a huge check for this. Millette sent me a great email, okay? She got $2.51 for this, okay? $2.51. It's not worth doing. Now, I'll tell you, I was the head of a class action lawsuit, and because I'm Dan and because I'm kind of a you know, PITA, pain in the, you know, that had a million questions. And you guys are going to guarantee me my money. You're going to guarantee me X if I'm going to be involved in it. Oh, we don't do that. That's not how it's done. Yeah, it is. It's done for me, guys. So the point was that sometimes you need to ask a few questions. Oh, they're going to mail me a check, honey. Well, they mailed Millette $2.51. Enjoy. Doesn't that just sound great? $2.51. Now, internationally and globally, what you're seeing is utter chaos in the financial markets right now. What you're seeing is Germany with a 30% increase in large bankruptcies. These are companies that are above $5 million in revenue, which made me think, and I'm like, well, how are we doing? Well, gosh, guys, bankruptcies in the United States are up 40% right now. You know, welcome to 2025. We had 61 bankruptcies that were filed in December alone for large companies that you probably don't even know about. Yeah, you heard about Party City and a couple of the other crazy ones. But Macy's is, you know, closing down 109 stores, and quietly on a Friday, they announced who's going to leave and which stores are going to get shut down. There's 9 here in California. I'm just crazy, guys. But you haven't seen anything yet, guys. This is the beginning of this. And again, financial uncertainty until the end. What do you do if your house burns down? And I'm telling you guys, preparation is everything. And I'm telling you, one of my proudest moments as a parent was when my daughter walked in my house with that dog of hers that barks and screams and does everything, and laid those two big tubs on my kitchen counter with all her important documents to make sure that she was protected and had everything. Do you have that? No, you don't. And again, they never listen, your kids don't pay attention, you're stupid, my friend's dad's smarter than you, all that stuff, you know, that we've all heard. You've heard it. But now, you know what? It's just one thing. It's all it needed, because that worked. So get ready, guys. Get ready. Could you imagine after these fires, you guys, there's a thing called landslides and mudslides. Once it starts raining, all bets are off, guys. All of those areas that burned, they cannot get this cleared away. They cannot figure this out fast enough. You're going to see mudslides once it finally decides to start raining. Now think about this. We are 16 inches behind where we were on this very day a year ago. So let me know what you think about this, guys. Don't forget, guys, Bob Kudla has decided to do a trading class for stocks. And it's going to cover beginning, intermediate, and advanced trading. Go to bobstradingclass.com to sign up. He's got just 2 days left until he raises the price on it to where it's supposed to really be. So check it out today, bobstradingclass.com. Use the link below and sign up today. You don't want to miss this. It's on January 15th after the market closes at 1:30 Pacific. Check it out today. Plus, we have our private channel, iallegedly.tv. You can sign up there. And man, we've been talking about some good stuff lately there as well. So take a look at that stuff today. I'm going to finish this video with this last story. The Huffington Post, the news site, is citing challenges in the marketplace, and they're going to lay off part of their writing staff because of problems that they're having. Problems, guys, is that no one's advertising. People don't have the money to advertise right now. They're cutting back dramatically right now, and the Huffington Post is experiencing this firsthand. So they're done. And you're going to start to see people merge, people get sucked up, and go out of business. So please, don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. If you have any international news that you want to send, by all means, send it, okay? kind to one another. You have no idea. Remember, please come in. You have no idea what other people are going through right now. Okay? Kindness counts, guys. Onward and upward, and I'll see you soon.